Yeah, speaking of the depression, you would have been a little, just born in those first, well, a young child up those first, age 10 or so. What do you either remember or were told about how that impacted the farm or life in Stowe?
Well, it impacted us very much because there were beggars. There were people who walked up and down the road who were hungry, who were looking for work, who were looking for a place to sleep. Mother would let some of these men, they were all men, sit on the front steps, and she would give them a piece of homemade bread and butter and a glass of milk. And depending which way they would go, then she would call Mrs. Slayton, or she would call Mrs. Chapin, who lived on the other side, and say, "Now, if they come to your house, they've already had a glass of milk," and the telephone went back and forth that way, so you knew if someone was coming or someone was going, and whether they had these markings that some of the people, men during the Depression, did, whether this was a safe place to stop. I never found out whether we were marked or not, but.
Did any of them stop and do any work for you?
Well, I think there were times when there might have been some corn to be hoed or something like that, but not very much. There's one very vivid memory. I'm not sure I can come up with the name. I want to say Barney Sargent, but I'm not sure if that's the right name or not. He came to work on the farm one summer. He may have been newly married. They were young. They pitched a tent up near the potato field on a knoll that overlooks the barn now. It's all wooded now, but and lived in that tent during the summer. And where they went after that, where they came from, I have no idea, but this was definitely a summer depression job that my dad needed help, and this was available. And they lived up there.
I wonder how they would have found out about the work. They just stopped and not.
Well, they may have been Stowe people, and or one of them may have had some relatives in Stowe. I just have no idea. Certainly, we were aware. Very much as the CCC camp opened in Moscow for the building of Waterbury Dam, because that was all during the Depression years. And there were times that the CCC campers would be have a day off or something, and you'd see them walk by. Or we would even go down and on a Sunday maybe drive down to see the work that was taking place in the building of the dam. And very much aware that that was a depression opportunity. My father hated FDR, didn't think that anything good would happen because he was the president and would never admit differently. I remember that we had in 1936, he was very adamant about making sure that Landon was elected the president, and we had Landon sunflower decals or whatever they were called on one of the windows or something like that. So that he was, and probably mother too, but they were very much in tune with the politics that went along with the Depression. We were selling maple. We were selling potatoes. We sold potatoes to Mary Fletcher Hospital. This was a fall cash crop that would pay for the taxes, and the maple was a spring cash crop that would pay the spring taxes due. And how important it was to make sure that we had a maple crop and a potato crop so that the taxes would get paid. And I always felt that that was hanging over our heads as a kid on the farm. And I attributed that to the Depression. Now, it probably had nothing to do with the Depression per
Right,
se.
right.
And there were absolutely, there was no talk at all of making any improvements to the farm or to the house during the Depression years. Mother used to dream about having a real dining room and getting rid of this or selling the house, but that was just a dream that would come about many years later. But there were these things, and my